I'm Ulka Mahajan. I come from India and I live in a state or province called Maharashtra, which is and close to Mumbai. I belong to an organization called Sarva Harajana Andolan, which is an organization of farmers and agricultural laborers. So I work in Raigad district of Maharashtra, where we are basically working with indigenous community called Katkari. They are small and marginal farmers and migrant workers. So we organize them on issues of land rights, rights over forest. And basically this is a movement for survival and dignity of Katkari tribes and other marginalized communities from Maharashtra. And being close to Mumbai, there is the onslaught on natural resources of Raigad. And lands are being grabbed, even water is taken away, which is meant originally for irrigation and for agriculture, is being diverted for urbanization and for industries which are coming up in the vicinity. So we have to struggle to sustain the natural resources, to sustain the livelihoods of all these communities. So that is the kind of struggle I'm involved in for the last 22 years.
You're also writing books?
Not really books, but I write a lot of articles in periodicals, newspapers, etc. on the on our work and the issues that we are fighting on. So that has been published in some of the books. I have not written exclusively a book, but several articles which are compiled in books.
So one of your focuses is food sovereignty?
Food sovereignty, right over natural resources. Then we are, our struggle is also to protect our democracy and protect the Constitution of India, because even the principles enshrined in our Constitution are being violated in the name of liberalization and in the name of so-called development. So the issues are many, but principally we are fighting for the dignity of marginalized and to protect our democracy.
What are your projects at, and what are the alternatives that you suggest?
The present phase that we are passing through is very difficult and challenging for us, because in the name of special economic zones and industrial corridors, huge land is being grabbed. And the area where I belong to, several villages are going to be displaced and they are going to become completely landless. So whatever we have achieved through our struggle for last 22 years is almost going to be wiped out. And therefore, we are fighting against this industrial corridor, which is called Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor. And there are many international financial institutions as well as various governments are interested in investing. Government of Germany is one of them. And Japan government has also 26% of stake in these corridors. But it is going to displace and uproot almost 17% of the Indian population in one corridor. And there are several such corridors. So we our basic motto and objective is people who are dependent on natural resources, they have the real ownership. The governments cannot transfer the lands and just protect private interests and huge corporate interests. But they are committed to the well-being and benefits of the common masses of that country. And therefore, people will decide and local self-government institutions will resolve and say yes or no to whatever development plans or projects that are brought in those areas. So we are also strengthening the local self-government institutions, which are smaller institutions operating at the local levels. that in that manner, decentralization of diffusion must be protected and must be strengthened. That is also one of our objectives.
In German politics, you always mentioned that in German politics there's a fund that's called development aid. But I always think of how we in Europe can develop. Do you have any suggestions for us?
Yeah, first suggestion is before investing in such large projects or schemes, they must put forth certain conditions. That livelihoods should not be snatched away, and the basic rights, the fundamental rights, which have been globally accepted in UN Declaration or Human Rights Declaration, should not be violated. That is the first and foremost and minimum thing that any developed country should ensure before investing in the developing countries. And development aid is something, even if you these developed countries don't give any development aid, it's okay. But don't snatch away or grab the resources of the people, because that is going to affect in long run more severely. Because once the livelihood so resources are snatched away, it cannot be brought back. And there is no, it's not irreversible process. Once we lose our resources, it's lost forever. So to protect them, we expect from government of Germany that here you are talking about green energy and green technologies and green development. So same should be ensured in the developing countries where you are investing.
Anything to say?
My last statement is we are on the path of human civilization. And in last few centuries, the humankind has achieved so many things in terms of science, in terms of technology. But in terms of humanity, we are losing several things. So I want to make an appeal to the entire humankind that we have to protect the humanity. Only then we will progress as human civilization. And this thought and these principles are missing in the present paradigm of development. So we must correct our path towards development. And if we want to take ahead the human civilization progressively, we must relook and revisit our concepts of development.